Hi, this is Sarah Wilson, the Associate Site Editor for the Storage Media Group. Today I'll be speaking with John Webster, a senior partner at Evaluator Group, to learn what Hadoop is all about. Hi, John, how are you?
Great.
So to start off, I wanted to ask you what people mean when they talk about Hadoop and the Big Data Lake.
Well, when I hear Big Data Lake, I think of this big, sort of scalable place where you can put all kinds of things and retrieve it when you need it. And that's typically the context in which I hear vendors like traditional data warehouse vendors use the term in reference to Hadoop. So what they're in a way trying to say is that the enterprise can use Hadoop as a place to put all kinds of data, structured, unstructured, log files, sensory data, et cetera, that you want to try to make sense of in the context of a data warehouse. But, the traditional data warehouse isn't very good at handling that kind of data. So you have this sort of big data lake where you shove all this data into, and then you can feed that into a traditional or existing data warehouse, and the Hadoop engine essentially becomes what's referred to in data warehouse speak, if you will, is extract, transform, and load. So it's a place where you put all kinds of data and then extract what you need, the types of data that you need out of it from Hadoop and into the data warehouse. It also serves actually as an archival store in some cases as well, which is post-processed from data from the traditional data warehouse.
Okay, so Hadoop is based on HDFS. So how does the fact that it's built on a file system help its role in storage?
Well, it's not just that it's a file system. I think to me it's a distributed file system, which is really the differentiator here. So the idea is that you have a file system that runs on a cluster of nodes, and the cluster can, be expanded to literally thousands of nodes. So it's a very, what is referred to as elastic file system. You can expand it, contract it, and it spans, lots of different servers, computing devices.
Do you think that Hadoop can serve as an object store alternative for large data sets?
If I was a storage buyer and I was looking at object store or object storage, probably, let's say, for an archival application, which is, one of the proposed applications for large object store devices, no, I wouldn't put it in that category. Hadoop is something that you can program, and, typical object storage devices or, SAN or NAS storage devices, for that matter, aren't really programmable in the way that we think of, a device being programmable or accessible, let's say to an application developer that can actually run an application on top of. That's what you can do with Hadoop. I think of Hadoop actually as a storage platform that can run an application, as opposed to an object storage platform that essentially serves data to an application.
So we hear a lot about Hadoop, but do you think that there's enough Hadoop-based applications to drive wide adoption of it?
But there are two things that are going on here, at least from the enterprise perspective. The first thing is that there are lots of enterprises out there that, in all likelihood, have a Hadoop cluster somewhere in the organization, either because the marketing department has gone out and bought one from any number of vendors who will support these in the form of an appliance. Or somebody in the IT department has cobbled together some servers, downloaded the free software, and has sort of brought Hadoop up in a sandbox environment just to see what is going on with it? What's all this stuff about Hadoop? What can we do with it? I mean, the marketing department who puts it up as essentially shadow IT sort of knows what to do with it at this point, because they're doing things with it. On the other hand, it's not uncommon to find Hadoop in these sort of sandbox environments where IT has been playing with it, but they really don't sort of see any applicability for it yet, beyond just, sort of trying to figure out how to run it, and what to do with it, how to program it. And so those are the two sort of cases in which Hadoop winds up in the enterprise environment. In the case of IT, I think that, enterprise IT people are still sort of using it or playing with it, if you will, in this sort of sandbox environment and have yet to really figure out how they can run applications on it. They may have come to the conclusion that they have to build them themselves, which is quite often the case. But there are a lot of applications now appearing that will make it easier for the enterprise to say, okay, here's what we can do with Hadoop. We don't have to hire, a small army of data scientists, PhD types at, $300,000 a year to get something out of this platform. So we're right, I think, sort of on the cusp of the enterprise now becoming aware that there are some really very valuable applications appearing on the marketplace that will do things with Hadoop that and different kinds of data that they just haven't seen before. I mean, some of the types of information that people are getting out of Hadoop right now are absolutely amazing.
Okay, well, that wraps up the podcast. So thanks for being here today.
Sure, thanks. Thanks for having me, Sarah.
Yeah, of course. And for more information on Hadoop and big data, be sure to visit searchstorage.com.